This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's an old school versus new school battle.
What happened?
Like, literally. On one side, school districts have decided this week is too dangerous for what they normally do.
Oh.
On the other side, fist-shaking adults yelling, I was able to handle it. Why can't these kids handle it? But that may not be the right discussion to have.
Oh.
It's not about what we went through. It's about the smartest thing to do. And I'm telling you, man, no one gets any smarter in triple-digit heat.
Yeah.
No.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. So it's hot.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to get hotter, and it's going to be hot all week.
Yeah.
Heat indexes today and tomorrow into the triple digits. And because of that, school districts across the greater Rochester area have made a decision to cut days short or close altogether. And there's a whole bunch of stuff. I don't have time to list all of them, but if you have kids going to school, you probably know already.
Yeah.
But here's the issue. In 2025, there are a lot of our kids' schools that still don't have air conditioning.
Yeah, they're built like a billion years ago.
You got it. And even the ones that do, they have to worry about kids getting to and from school.
Yeah.
Walking when it feels like 105 degrees outside ain't the best idea. Imagine school buses in this heat. Can you think of that? Think of that smell.
Oh, God.
Oh, God, the worst. Especially going home.
Middle school boys that don't use deodorant in 120
degrees. You can open all the windows.
Ah!
Not going to save you.
Ah, smells like a zoo. So, Tommy,
there
are a lot of people that have a problem with the fact that schools are either closing early or altogether because of the heat in Rochester. Are you one of those people? Are you upset that the schools are closing early and closing, period?
I'm upset. I know they have to do it.
Okay.
But I don't like it.
Why don't you like it?
Because I hate dealing with kids.
When do you deal with kids?
All summer.
What do you?
You can't move around the village. You can't go up and down the avenue.
Do you hear how obnoxious?
Can't move around the village.
What's that?
Nothing.
What about the villagers, Kimmy?
No.
What about the villagers?
All the sidewalks are just crammed.
You know, I just want to point out that when you get out of work at 10 a.m. Mm-hmm. and you're out and about, like during most people's like lunch hour, mm-hmm. they look at you and people like you out and about like, does nobody work anymore? Does nobody go into the office anymore?
Nobody
works from home. They're not even working.
He's old enough where they assume he retired from some job. Like dressmaker or something. I don't know. But not a union gig, that's for sure.
No, but the canal, you can't get around the canal.
Okay.
Every idiot in a bicycle.
All right, I'm done with you. Kimmy.
Yeah.
There has been an argument from grown-ass people this week online when they see these stories that we didn't do this when we were kids.
Well, it is true. Like, what did they do back in the 1930s?
Kids are soft today. We're coddling them.
Like, I went to school.
I
went to school in South Florida.
I went to school in South Florida.
And they didn't have air conditioning, man. It was 68, 69.
Push out, Jen Elfers.
Doesn't the South kind of adjust for that? Because they start their school year earlier and end earlier. So, like, they're done, like, in May.
So, I remember we got a full summer off. So, our Memorial Day was our last. We were out of school by Memorial Day.
Okay.
And we didn't go back till after Labor Day.
Okay.
So, we got a full 3 months.
And by the way, based on knowing you for 25 years, hot or not, It doesn't sound like Southern schools did a great job. I mean, I'm just saying. All right, so past the safety aspect of this, which is the biggest argument for these schools shortening their days and closing the greater Rochester area because of the heat. If we take that out completely, there is still no point in bringing these kids into class because no one is learning a damn thing when the weather is this hot.
Yeah, especially at the end of the year.
Unless your kid's in high school where maybe they're preparing for finals. But, like, I remember, I almost feel bad for the kids in elementary school because those were the fun days. Like, that's where they did the field day and, like, all that end of year, like, fun day stuff where you just got to hang out with your friends for a week. I mean, I'm sure they don't care because they get to go home, but that you're really not missing out on school. You're missing out on all the fun stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it does suck if today was supposed to be the cool stuff. But, I mean, if you're still having class, like, think about how hard it is to get kids to focus, period.
Okay.
Right? Now, make it over 100 degrees in the classroom. You cannot tell me there is any kid that is going to benefit from being in class this week, at least the first 3 days.
Yeah.
All you're doing is creating the inside an oven babysitting company. That's what it is, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the one group of people that do have room to be upset.
Who's that?
Are parents that are now scrambling to find child
care. Well, yeah, because now you're effed.
Yeah, that sucks. And the kids affected by that the most are elementary school kids.
Mm.
Right? Like high school kids are already wrapping up the year. They're old enough to stay home alone. Same with middle school
kids. The little
kids.
Ones.
I mean, unless you have an opportunity to work from home, if you have an elementary school kid, this screws you so hard. But, I mean, I don't know. To me, the alternative of sending them off on a bus is a worse idea.
Yeah.
Like with my girls, I know I'd be getting a phone call at like 10:30. Claire has heat stroke. Whether or not she has it.
Claire threw up.
Yep, check. Yeah. Think about how many vomiting kids there would be in these. I mean, Kimmy, you remember how sensitive girls were to the heat when you were in elementary school?
No? I don't remember
what,
that.
It always amazed me about girls in general is they will bitch and moan about the heat, and then they want to go lay out in the sun all day.
I guess they're not moving, so it's okay.
I guess, but you're frying. Like, I knew girls when I was a kid, like, before they knew about tanning, that they would just go to the beach when they were off all day.
Yeah, I mean, you had a beach. I would, too.
No, but Kimmy, awesome. I have vivid memories of multiple girls fainting in June.
I remember, like, the boys being the gross ones. Like, the boys were always the ones that puked on the bus.
Oh.
And then they would, like, not tell anybody. So now it's like, I guess we're just dealing with a puddle of puke as the bus moves going up and down.
Oh.
No. I remember there was a puker. Like, this kid would puke once a week minimum on the bus.
No, I agree boys are grosser. You never had girls pass out because of the heat in class?
No.
I can think of three different girls when I was in middle school. They went down, and they went down
really?
Hard.
Yeah, and they make a lot of noise when
that.
They do.
Bro,
like, maybe it happened, I just don't remember.
I remember this. I was in art class, and I was sitting in a chair, and like the art teacher was like showing something, and there was people standing over my shoulder, and this girl passed out onto me. Like her.
Really?
But I thought I was like, you know, I'm like, 12.
Yeah.
And like all of a sudden I knew the girl was behind me and like I feel her like leaning on me and I was like, what is happening here?
Damn,
oh,
girl.
And I saw her face just like slide past my shoulder onto the ground. Oh, she's passed out. That's the only way a woman will touch me in middle school. 252 WCMF. Multiple schools in the greater Rochester area have either shortened or all out canceled school today and tomorrow because of the heat. And there are people upset saying kids are soft. But for God's sakes, it's going to be like 110, 120 degrees in these classrooms. Not only is it dangerous, these kids aren't learning anything. And there is an alternative to doing this.
All right, let's do it.
Air condition all the schools.
Yeah, you know what that's going to cost? $1 billion?
You spent a billion.
I bet you. What do you think it would cost to air condition every school in Rochester?
It's not going
to
cost
a
billion.
A lot of the schools that have had like major projects in the last like 10, 15 years, they've built like parts of the school that are air conditioned. So I know people that work in some of those districts. So when it is hot, they'll somehow move the kids to other spots of the school where it's air conditioned.
So this happened to me when I was in middle school.
Yeah.
They built a new wing at King Charlie Middle School. That part was air conditioned.
Yeah.
Everything else wasn't. But all the kids in like the AP classes got the air conditioned. And all the
smart kids. That's cool.
Yeah. All the dum-dums had to sweat our asses.
Which is weird because you would think you'd need the opposite.
Thank you,
like,
right?
Those kids are going to pay attention anyways.
That was my argument.
All right.
But like here, let's be real. In all seriousness, like air conditioning in the schools, the heat we've seen the last few years, it is an issue. And it does seem that this is an issue that will continue to pop up in May and June in the greater Rochester area. The state has had to pass legislation because of it. Remember, there is now a top heat level.
Yeah, the heat index that they need to cancel.
Yeah, they got to cancel school. How do you not look at putting in AC
you
in
can't.
Every school? I mean, Tommy, even
the
if
the money would be astronomical.
Okay, so you're just going to eat days every year.
But you're not going to raise who's going to win an election going, you know what? I'm going to put air conditioning in, and here's the bill, folks.
Yeah, you know why?
Vote for me.
You know why that wouldn't happen? Because of selfish pricks like you.
Yes.
You got to go to school in the, well, not you, but everyone else around here got to go to school in 70-degree June days back 20, 30, 40
years
ago.
Well, yeah, the place is getting hot. But yeah. I bet you will never see fully air-conditioned schools. Like, every school's got AC. Especially, look at these old-ass buildings.
Even if you're putting window shakers in every classroom, what's the problem with that?
Yeah.
And then you know what you're going to have, too?
What is that?
Your environmentalist saying those things are like huge polluters.
Okay, that's a valid point. But still, we're worried about the safety of the kids here, right?
Yeah.
Also, there are still schools that don't allow kids to walk around with water bottles because they're worried they're going to put vodka in them, which they can thank our generation, Kimmy, for that one.
Yep.
That was us.
Yeah, all right.
Sorry about that one, guys.
All right.
But like, you know, you got kids that can't have water. It's 120 degrees,
yes.
And you're going, we need air conditioning for it. Oh, I'll be a pussy. Ah. I don't know how you can't air condition every school. Legal to do that. What if I told you, hey, we got this new school we just opened up. No heat.
All right.
No heat. No. Put on a bunch of hoodies and sweatpants. Go to school. Do some jumping jacks to keep yourself taken care of.
I guess if you built a new school, new school's got
to
have
scratch,
AC.
You mean?
No, every new school they build now has got to have AC.
Well, to your point, Mike writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. He says, there are new laws that mandate classrooms stay below a certain temperature. I work in HVAC, and we have tons of jobs installing air conditioners in the classroom.
Oh, so maybe they are working on it.
Okay, but I mean, bro, we're talking specific schools, and we all know how this goes, right?
Like
certain districts have the money to be able to pull this off.
Yes, some
one, do. The biggest in our area, doesn't. So yeah. Those kids still get hurt.
And those are the oldest buildings that are probably, it's got to be stifling.
I guess the other fear would be, too, you start pulling stuff out of the wall, what are you going to find?
Mm.
Asbestos everywhere.
And lead.
Turns into a new project on its own.
You know, you were bitching about the kids being around Pittsford, being off from school today because of what the schools have had to do because of the heat. Carrie Ann writes us, what's Tommy complaining about? All the kids in the village of Pittsford are at their tennis camps and at the clubhouse pool. That's what they sound like, yes.
There's medium-rich kids that don't...
Medium-rich?
That can't afford those things. It's the street kid.
I mean, something has to change. The weather is not going to change.
Well, it's going to get worse.
Okay, maybe. I mean,
according to the globalists out there.
The globalists? That did not come out the way you wanted it to sound, man. You also can't change the fact that these kids can't sit in temperatures over 100 degrees. The only thing you can change is to make the rooms cooler. So what do you do?
All right, you get out of AC.
Write the check. Shut up, old man. Pay for the AC. Keep my kids cool.
I need
do your job.
They better not take it out of my Social Security.
I'm not getting Social Security. Screw you. Take it out of your Social Security.
I ain't taking it out of mine. I want every penny of it.
I didn't earn it. I don't need it. But if they miss a single payment... 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Mitch brings up, it's always whataboutism. And I get, and Mitch is looking out for people.
Hey, Mitch the bitch.
No. Jesus. We were talking about the kids. Mitch writes, what about the cleaning staff that has to work in that all summer? That's a valid point, man. That's got to suck.
Oh, I always thought they did that at night, though.
Yeah.
Well,
that was more of like an off-hours thing.
Yeah.
For the most part.
You do have to feel the worst for the janitor. Because not only, Kimmy, are you cleaning up mystery puke that kids don't talk about.
Yeah, like the whatever mess that kid leaves in the bathroom and doesn't tell anybody, you're going to find it later.
And they got to be everywhere all the time. And like the janitor's closet always looked like the hottest room in the school ever.
Yeah, because there's no vent.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Is the janitor's closet always next to the boiler for a reason?
Well, that's because he's working on everything right there.
Well, you don't have to constantly work on the boiler.
Apparently you do.
No, maybe it's time to get a new boiler if you need a man watching the boiler at all times.
Well, but you want to put all the grimy tools and stuff, you know, out of sight. So that's why you got to put it next to places people don't go. You know what I mean?
Why?
Because people don't want to see your dirty mop.
It's a school. It's not a Ritz-Carlton.
No, but people don't want to smell dirty mops and crap.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Bill. Hey, Bill. How are you, buddy?
Hey, Duffy, how you doing?
God, Bill, what do you got?
Listen, for 3 hot days a year, you want to put in air conditioning in all the schools.
It was a raise of taxes.
What's
the problem? 3 hot days.
Okay, what's the problem with that, Bill?
Yeah, he's right.
Once again, I said 3 hot days.
But it's 3 days the kids can't go to school, Bill.
Well, that's too damn bad.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't think about that argument.
What are you said it yourself. What are they doing this time of the year?
Well, I mean, the kids that are older, like seniors, are actually preparing for the most important tests all year long.
It seems to me I took some tests and it was very hot out when I took mine, too.
So what do you do for a living now, Bill?
Retired.
You retired. From what?
From something.
What do you do? What did you do, Bill? You got a lot to say. All of a sudden, you ain't got a lot to say.
CIA.
Yeah. So, Bill, what I'm asking is, did you use those tests in your job?
Did I use the tests in my job?
The test that you took, did that eventually work? Did you work in that field?
No.
No, you didn't. So maybe if you would have, like, had cooler temperatures to take the test in, you would have been more of a success in life instead of having time to call a radio show at 7:18 in the morning.
Yeah, but let me ask you one more thing.
Sure.
Yeah, buddy.
Now, how about the school buses with all the tinted windows and the white roofs? Because I know it's really hot here, just like Florida, Tom. And, you know, they need it here.
Yeah. They have that.
Yeah. All right.
There you go.
I don't understand. Okay, I'm going to let you go, Bill. Thanks for the call.
Let's see what these kids got. Let's heat them up a little bit.
I'm very confused.
Take a test.
I'm very confused.
He wants Florida buses.
I love the argument, too. My favorite argument is I had to do it this way, so you have to do it this way. It's like being diagnosed with cancer and getting upset everyone else doesn't have cancer. Right? Like, just because it sucked for you. Like, isn't that what, like, moving forward is? Making it better for the things that sucked for you?
Why don't we go back where, you know, the kids could openly smoke?
Maybe go work at the Triangle Shirt Factory. 252-WCMF. All right, we got some folks that work in school districts now, thank goodness. Will is on CMF. Hey, Willie, how are you, buddy?
Good, how are you?
Good, man. What do you got?
So, you're complaining about how hot it can get in the schools.
Yeah.
And all of our schools, only one or two of them have AC inside of them, and the rest of them aren't capable of doing that.
Okay, when you say like, let me stop you. When you say not capable, what do you mean by not capable?
Most of our schools are three times as old as I am, and they're all stuffed to the brim with HVAC and plumbing work already. You can't just throw whatever you want in there without having to push everything else around.
Okay, so let me ask you. If I were to take, let's say we were able to get a grant for 25 window units or whatever the equivalent would be, because there's newer stuff, too, where you can air condition a room.
Yeah.
What would be the problem with that?
Well, it's already difficult enough to get all of those there. And if you're talking about the New York State law about canceling school, this was an unfunded grant. We didn't get any money for it. They just told us we have to keep the buildings cooled off.
Yeah, understood.
So we'd have to blow our entire budget trying to keep those classrooms cold, but we can't blow our entire budget without spending money on everything else that goes wrong.
No, I'm with you, man. I'm with you 100%.
You blow the budget.
No, but what I'm saying is that's why guys like Tommy, who was able to suckle off the teat of this country for all of these years at his age.
Oh, I was a major suckler.
And decide to keep these kids cooler, Will. I'm with you, man. I feel your pain.
I've already spent your money. That seems to be the problem. Yeah. And now you're borrowing money to pay the bill. You know what I'm saying? I ate all the avocados, Bill.
I mean, Will, I'll ask you this question. Bill was the guy before. I took tests. I was hot. Well, I'll ask you this. Working in a district, seeing the, you know, with how hot it is now, I mean, is it tolerable to be able to learn, in your opinion, being in these buildings?
It varies. I just graduated not too long ago. I'd say no later in the year because it can get extremely hot in these buildings because these buildings are only meant to keep in the cold. No.
Okay.
I'd say a lot of situations, no. It gets way too hot for the students.
All right. Well, we're going to figure out an idea in like 40 years from now. We're going to have it we'll have it taken care of.
Probably actually. Not.
I'd say 100.
Will, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. Okay. Well, I got so many angry old guys on Facebook and Instagram right now.
Gotta score.
Well, they're all saying the same thing. I did it. Now you do it. I will say this.
What is that?
Paul writes us on Instagram. We'll wrap it up this way. Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. What about extending the year a few days to make up for the lost time for the schools that close this week? And that's a brilliant idea, Paul, if you weren't extending it into the hotter time of the year.
Yeah, that wouldn't work.
And, like, you can't even extend in September because, Kimmy, I mean, we know we get sometimes 90-degree days in August and September.
Yeah, fall too, yeah.
I mean, like, we do have, with the exception of, like, the last 2 weeks and the first 2 weeks, all of the cool months covered.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know, other than the AC, what is it?
Underground schools.
Shut up.
Dig holes. Put them in there. Take your books with you. Shut up.
Okay.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Police need your help.
What's the matter?
Someone is on the loose and they need tips. And when you see...
Let's find them.
When you see descriptions from the police looking for somebody, they list normally three things.
Yeah.
Age, height, and weight.
Oh, yeah. That's all you need.
So here's the thing. One of those three is not as helpful as we might think it is.
Okay.
And I think this story proves it. You're hanging out in the break room. It's just Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. Let's take a trip out to Wayne County.
Yeah, what's going on?
Someone out that way had their car taken,
mm-hmm.
and they want to hold the person they think took it accountable.
All right.
The Wayne County Sheriff's Department put out a description of the suspect. Are you ready?
Yep.
Okay, be cool.
I'm trying to be cool.
Be cool. Female.
All right.
She's 28 years old.
All right.
5'3", 260 pounds. I said be cool.
She is Wayne wide, baby.
Good descriptor.
Yep.
5'3". Everyone knows what 5'3".
She's on the short side.
Okay. Yeah. Problem is the weight.
Yeah.
Because first of all, I'm going to be honest with you. Despite the fact that this woman is accused of a crime, I feel bad for her. Because,
what?
Well, like her name and everything is also in the story. They believe they know who she
Everybody's
is.
She's created an image.
Yeah. And like if people know her, they now know what her weight is.
Okay.
But past the point
yeah.
that it feels inappropriate to include a woman's weight just based on how we do things in society. You don't know what a 260-pound woman looks like.
Hmm.
In fact,
yeah.
you don't know the weight of any woman. Because no man can tell the weight of a woman ever.
Well, we've always been told to avoid it
yes.
at all costs.
Yes.
So we've never it's been never been on our radar.
And it's never anything we've ever talked about. And I'll go further. I can prove this is the case.
What's that?
Tommy, you've worked with Kimmy for over a decade.
Mm-hmm.
What's she weigh?
So you're... 5 foot.
I think we've done this before.
We did?
But I'm curious to see what you say.
So you're 5'11"?
No. 5'9".
All right, 5'9".
Yeah, he always overshoots everyone else's height, so he's
it's hard, man.
It's not hard. All
right, so you're 5'9".
Height already.
5'9". Right. What's Kimmy weigh? Oh, this break isn't so fun anymore, is it?
I got a number.
Oh, you got?
135.
I'm pretty sure me and you almost weigh the exact same amount.
How close was he?
Pretty close. Like, I hover around, like, 140.
Wow.
Okay. You've also worked with her for 10 years.
Yeah.
Just saying.
All right. All
right.
But you know what? I think that goes both ways, though, because I could not tell you a man's weight. I don't even know how much my husband weighs.
It's easy when you look at a dude.
Nope. To me, every man is 200 pounds.
Well, no, I mean, that's pretty fair, though, because every man will tell you they're 200 pounds.
Well, that's true. But you can look at a guy and go, Jesus Christ.
I have no idea.
Well, I mean, I've told you what I weigh, so this doesn't work, right? Like, I mean, I don't know, man. Like,
All right. So we have two guys that come in on a regular basis.
Yeah.
Your brother and Mike Danger.
Don't do that.
Like, I would have no idea what either of them weigh, in all honesty. I probably wouldn't even come close.
Oh, you can get close with one of them.
No, you can't.
I bet you I could.
No, I bet you couldn't.
Because you're
going to
overshoot.
Couldn't. Yeah, you're going to way overshoot, Danger. I mean, look, outside of your wife, there is no woman you're more familiar with on the planet, right? Unless you work at a carnival, you do not have the expertise where you're seeing people weigh. You can't tell me what your wife weighs. I don't know what my wife weighs.
Yeah.
Kimmy's husband does not know what she weighs, right? Yeah. Like, women never talk about their weight, like you just brought up.
Right, they're always fighting it.
You have nothing to judge that against.
And every woman hates their body.
Yes. And they're going to
lie. And they hate their weight.
And they're going to lie if it comes up. And that's fine. You should be able to. Whatever makes you feel better.
And they're always on this consistent half-assed diet.
Yeah.
What?
Sure.
What?
Always.
Always?
Like, you know, when they cut up their vegetables and bring them to work.
You have a
And then ridiculous. Mock people if they bring in a dipping sauce for those things because that's too many calories.
On the counter right now, you have an upside down peach on a paper towel you're waiting to cut with a plastic knife, you bitch.
but we're always on a diet, Pat.
252-WCMF 252-9263. Police out in Wayne County are looking for a 28-year-old woman who they say took a car without the owner's permission. They put out a description of her. She's 5'3", 28 years old, and 260 pounds. And I'm here to argue we should stop including weight in all descriptions because no one knows what anyone weighs. Let me ask you a serious question.
Okay.
All right? And the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. What percentage of men do you think could guess their wife's weight within 10 pounds?
With a 10-pound window.
And would you do it to your wife's face?
Well, in answer to your second question, no.
But if you're close, what's the problem? Like, are you confident enough that you could be within 10 pounds of your wife's weight, that you would look your wife in the face and tell her, I think you weigh
that? No, there's no way I would do that.
Okay, if you won't do that, then weight description in a suspect does nothing.
I'm going to go one step further. I don't know how many men know what size their wife is.
Oh.
Like if you're going to buy a dress for her.
Oh, I definitely don't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why would I know that?
I would think you would. You share a closet.
I know what a big dress is.
What?
Like, I know when you say, like, the dress, when you start getting into this number, like
plus
that's a
size,
big woman.
Mean?
What is that? What is it?
Like if your dress is like a 16, you're a big woman.
Well, yeah, the higher the number, the bigger.
No, but I
the
mean,
dress.
Like, you're a substantial woman at 16.
What does that help with in this discussion?
Well, you know, you're looking for somebody very wide.
Okay,
big.
But
she wide. She's a 4x4.
You know what I never got?
What?
You know, women buy pants, jeans, for example, and it's just a number.
Yeah, they don't use, like, our numbers.
Why would you not do that? Like, I can buy my pants by the waist and by the length.
Right. They don't do that.
It doesn't make any damn sense to me. Why can you also not do pants waist?
It should be the same way.
Throw a little ass in there, you know, balloons.
Maybe it's because of the vagina thing.
Why would it?
Well, it might screw up the inseam, like, you know what I mean? Because we got outdoor plumbing we got to accommodate.
No, but that would be harder to accommodate. I mean,
maybe.
So you could just lay it flat down there.
Oh,
man.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's a smooth
land
ride.
Land a plane on that thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you could.
The only way you would be able, as a man, to imagine what this woman that we're describing looks like, or the weight of any woman, is to base it on your own weight.
But yeah.
That is impossible based on how different men's and women's bodies are.
Yeah, women hold their weight differently than we do.
Because, like, I'm 6'3", I'm 200 pounds, right? Mm-hmm. This woman is a foot shorter, according to police, and 60 pounds heavier than I am.
Yes.
But she could carry that in her chest. She could carry that on her backside.
One hell of a chest, brother.
But I'm saying, Kimmy, you know what I mean.
Those are some Dixie jugs.
There are women where 30 pounds of their weight could be all up here.
Yeah.
There are women where 30 pounds of their weight could be all in the trunk.
Mm-hmm.
A lobster, as you like to call it.
Yes.
Right?
All the meats in the tail.
Carry it in different places.
Yes, exactly. So, yeah. Like, that does nothing. Is she muscular? Is she middle heavy?
Yeah.
All fat guys look the same.
Yeah.
Right? All fat guys have the same fat guy look. Women can carry their weight in 15 different places, mm-hmm. and it throws off your ability to tell who weighs what.
You know what I never understood? Because we don't have this here, but in other states, like on your ID or your license, they will put your height and weight.
Oh.
And I always kind of found that to be kind of strange because it's going to vary throughout your lifetime.
Well, the other funny thing about that is, if I'm not mistaken, you just tell them the number. They don't weigh
guess,
you
right?
at the DMV.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
So whatever you want your weight to be, it's on your ID now. Right? It's like letting guys tell you their score at golf when it's over.
Yeah.
It's going to be shaved a little bit.
Yeah, I would think so.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Again, we're talking about a 28-year-old woman. She's 5'3". Police are looking for her because they believe she took a car without permission. They also list her at 260 pounds, and we should stop using weight ever again. Like, even weight for guys varies so much based on look, because I don't think you can call guys weight the way you think you can.
I mean, you bring up, like, you know, having a muscular build, too. I mean, that guy may not look heavy, but he could weigh more than you think based on his build.
Yeah, but most men aren't muscular as they age. They're just blobs.
Well, no, but you can never tell, because there are also those guys that are muscular underneath that layer of chub.
Yeah, they always tell you that. You know, underneath this, I got a six-pack, buddy.
They're just, like, strong people. Big, strong people.
All right.
No, yeah. She's right. I mean, yeah. You ever see, like, I got a buddy, Phil. He's a doctor. I don't know how that happened. PhD.
All right.
And he's like one of the, you ever watch these guys in like the strongman competitions?
Yeah.
They're not the most defined,
no.
But they're just big and strong.
And bulky like those Russian those power lifters.
Yeah. Like, but he looks like, yeah. If he wore a hoodie and pants, he would just look like a round guy.
Yeah.
And he's the strongest son of a bitch I've ever met in my life. It's insane.
I'm sure they're out there.
No, I'm saying there's more than you think. No, and let's not discount old man strength, which shows up as you get older too.
Yeah, that only that's usually when... That only shows up with, like, road rage or price fixing, things like that.
Price fixing? we got Instagram messages coming in. Here's a great one.
Right.
Nick writes us, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. If a woman can't have their significant other tell them what they think they weigh and aren't happy with the answer, they're overweight and should do something about it. If your wife can't tell you what she weighs and you can't guess, she's overweight, so you should do something about it, says Nick. Man who's not married, obviously.
Yes.
What are you out of your mind?
Lonely Nick.
Are you out of your mind? I want you, okay. If you are married, Nick, I want you to go home tonight. I want you to go, honey, I'm going to guess your weight. And if it bothers you, it's your fault.
I'm playing a carnival game now.
Are you insane?
Well, lay off the bonbons. Clean the house.
God. And here's the other thing, too. I think, like, you know, we talk about this as men who don't care about weight. At least that's the stereotype. I think men do. Like, if you allowed your wife to guess your weight, I bet your feelings would be hurt.
Oh, you think, okay, let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
If you had been working out really hard,
mm-hmm.
put on some muscle, you were looking bigger, or like you felt bigger, you felt stronger.
Muscle mass.
And she vastly underestimated your weight, would that bother you as much as if she overestimated?
Well, that's a good question.
Well, she'd be calling you a weakling. It's not working for
her. Because, like, we're always assuming, like, she's going to guess more than you actually weigh. But I feel like there are some guys that would be bothered if she thought you were much lighter than you were.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. I think if you're making an effort, the second one's going to, or the
lighter's
going to bother you.
Because you're busting your ass trying to bulk up.
Yeah. But the
she ain't seeing it.
Well, here's the thing, too, like, with guys' weight, like, if they guess high,
mm-hmm.
you could even argue with, like, in your head, like, oh, she thinks I'm more muscular. And she could even say that. Like, you can't look at a woman, guess 15 pounds over, and be like, oh, I thought you could bench 250.
Do you have a scale at your house?
Yes.
Have you ever seen your wife on it?
I have watched her get on it. I won't go in the bathroom when she does.
Right. I've had three wives, three scales. I've never seen them on. I know they use it, but it's like a covert operation when they go in.
You've never seen them step on the scale,
no,
even
they,
from the
they don't
room.
Want you in there.
No, I mean, my wife has never said anything to me about it, but I just
out of, like,
yeah,
respect for her privacy.
I don't want, that's a.
I don't think they want you in there. I don't, none of my wives do.
No, I think that's a fair statement, right?
But, like, but they'll scream, like, I'm walking in with a hooker. Hey, we're just going to see what's going on in here, honey. You waiting yourself to?
Yeah, put the hooker on there, see what happens. You know, wrapping up this story with this woman, again, 5'3", 260 pounds, 28 years old, that the police are looking for, as we argue weight should not be used as a descriptor ever in crime again. I think you can argue that if this woman is caught for taking a car that doesn't belong to her, they shouldn't punish her any further.
Okay.
I mean, is this not punishment enough?
Oh, the embarrassment.
Like we said, her name is in the article. Yeah. Anyone that has ever met her, and we're talking Wayne County, so that's small town life. They now know exactly what she weighs.
Oh, yeah.
I think that the public knowing what you weigh is a worse crime.
Punishment
for-
enough.
Oh, yeah. Maybe that's what we should do now.
If
weight
you
shame.
Get arrested, no, wait, don't no, weight that would, shame.
Well, maybe it'll cut down on crime. You will be weight shamed. You know, like when the guys get caught with the hookers and they put them on the billboards?
No, don't weight shame people.
Well, you have a chubbly board.
Oh, for God's sake.
You'll be put up on the chubbly board.
Okay, so Nick just wrote us back on Instagram. The guy that was like, if your wife got her. He wrote, that sounded a lot worse than I pictured in my head. He says.
Well, we use that voice.
He says, so my wife and I weigh ourselves together and work towards our target weights together. If you can't tell her, hey, babe, you're gaining, let's fix that. That's what I meant. Please, Duffy, fix on live radio.
That is the first couple I've ever heard that does the couples weigh in.
Bro, I'm with you. That is, I mean, Nick, if it works for your relationship, God
bless
you.
What are you, boxers?
You. Well, yeah, when they're done, they stand next to each other and put their fists up.
Can you imagine weighing, like you and your wife stripped down naked and jumping on the scale each?
No.
And then charting your weight?
Look, man, if it works for you, God bless you. I ain't touching that with a flaming stick 100 yards away, man. 252-WCMF, 252-9263.
What?
Do we want it or no? Ron's got the last word on CMF. Hey, Ronnie, how are you, buddy?
Good. How you guys doing?
Good, brother. What do you got?
Well, she just got arrested for stealing a car. Do you really care what the weight is?
Well, first off, she's accused of using a car without someone's permission, which we discovered is a different charge. And again, accusations. No, but that's the point we're making here, Ron, is that they included the weight in the description, and the weight description does nothing for us. Because Ron, you, Tommy, me, don't know what a woman weighs. So what's the point of putting it in there?
Well, we don't, but officers do.
Okay, I lived with a police officer for a very, very long time. He raised me to the man I am today. I am confident, more than anything in the world, I would bet my house on it that my old man cannot guess a woman's weight within 10 pounds to save his life. But he is 200 pounds, if you ask him.
Yeah, I'm 218. I've been that way since I was 30.
Good for you, Ron. Thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. Let's take a break.
All right.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces, like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology, Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Oh, it's your moment, buddy.
Yeah, let's do it.
You've been waiting.
Yes.
And he's got so few friends that he needs us to do this with him.
I like how when I share, I'm a jerk.
No, but you're not sharing to share. You're trying to pull a move. Like, you think we're this stupid that we didn't see what was happening?
I'm trying to do something nice.
You're hanging out in the breaker. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. So if you listen to the show the last 2 weeks,
yeah.
Tommy has mentioned a couple of times that you've been waiting for something in the mail.
Yes. It is jerky. But it's not. It's very special jerky.
What is so special about it?
Let me grab it.
Okay, well, the last time Tommy got... careful, your headphones are connected. The last time Tommy got special jerky, it was made out of mushrooms, yep. And it tasted like a foot.
Yeah, so I'm going old school.
Okay, so...
So it's called Carnivore Snack.
Now, I want to point out, this is not an ad. He did this on his own.
Yes.
As he holds it up to the camera.
He's been tracking his jerky for a week.
Yes, and it is it's dried ribeye steak. So they take a one-pound ribeye... And they dry it out, slice it like jerky, and so you get a pound of ribeye here, but it's been dried. So it's down to 5 ounces.
Okay, so like a typical bag of jerky that size would cost between $8 and $10.
Yeah.
What did you pay for that?
$40.
$40?
$40. So it's $8 an ounce for this stuff. But it's a full ribeye steak.
And how many ounces?
5 ounces.
5 ounces. So it's
$8 an ounce.
Kimmy.
Yeah.
Whatever,
it's the new cocaine.
Whatever technological...
Drugs are cheaper.
Yeah, seriously!
I'm pulling this open while you talk.
Yeah, you do your thing. When whatever technological person invented direct marketing, whoever they were, they did not imagine an idiot like Tommy Mulay, who the second you just showed him anything on his feed, he'd buy it immediately no matter the cost.
Ooh, look at that bad
God.
Boy.
It looks like a dog treat.
Are we sure
that's not for your dog?
Look at that.
By the way, it's got fat on it, too. You ain't going to eat that
I'm going to eat it.
You're okay.
You know I love the fat.
Okay, let me see you eat it. All right, what we got? He's going to love it no matter what because he spent $30, $40 on it.
It's delicious.
There you go.
You want to try it?
Yeah, you want. Okay, I'll get up because it takes you forever to get up. You talk.
All right, all right. It's hard for me to talk right now. You want to
eat? I feel like I have to try it, but I also don't want to take any of your, like... Your snack.
It's like you're eating steak.
I'm going to take a piece of something.
Oh, just take a bite.
No, I'm not going to take the whole thing.
I'm not going to take the whole thing. I can't eat the whole thing.
Oh, and the salt is delicious. Oh, my God. Come on.
That's pretty good.
It smells like a steak.
That's what I'm saying.
Interesting. Okay.
It's delicious.
You could eat this or...
What?
You could just have a steak.
Oh, you could have a whole steak dinner. You could go out for a steak dinner.
I know, but I can't bring steak into here like that.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Like, if you're on a road trip.
Oh, my God.
That's what I'm saying.
A road trip to Webster? Because you're going to eat all of it.
I know.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
What's a serving size, does it say?
I think it's an ounce.
An ounce of beef.
Yeah, 1 ounce.
1 ounce?
And you get 5 ounces.
Okay.
That's not about 170 calories.
Okay. Okay, again, you sound like you're doing a pitch of the 1950s on a TV show.
That's word by
carnivore
name.
Carnivore snacks.
Gleason's laundry detergent.
Eat like a carnivore.
Man, this is unbelievably good.
This is really good.
It ain't $40 a bag good.
Okay. But this is the problem now. You know it's really good. I can't think of anything similar to that that's cheaper.
You can't.
So you're kind of stuck with it now. Like, are you going to keep buying this?
No, I ain't got that kind of goddamn money.
He's going to buy it again.
Yeah, you absolutely are. You purchased it once to try it, and now you're going to love it. You're never going to have that snack again?
I can't imagine.
It becomes a steak in your mouth.
That's what I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying?
This is the greatest thing I've ever tasted.
Oh, my God. Why did you do this to us? Okay. So,
well,
Hachiroku, that's how we say it, remember? Ben told us last week. Okay. Or it's us on Instagram. And he brings up a valid point that Kimmy just touched on. I'm sorry as I eat.
What's wrong?
Tommy's most expensive meat of all time. Why does this man spend so much money on stupid crap? Socks, hats, tracksuits, jerky, what's next? And I think the point that he's missing here, you don't have tracksuit money. You kept buying tracksuits.
Yeah.
You didn't have fancy hat money last summer. You kept buying hats. You don't have international sock money. You kept buying socks. Because when you find something you like, you just all of it all the time, nonstop. So you will absolutely be buying more bags of carnivore snacks. In fact, they're going to start, like, now that they hear you talking about it, because your phone's on you right here, you're going to start getting, like, discount code 10% off. And you're like, oh, I'm losing money if I'm not spending 10% off on a
different
carnivore snack.
Different flavors you're going to want to try.
Yeah, so they make all cuts of beef.
Are you dying?
But this was the number one.
Yeah, it's
this is the most expensive.
Okay, so why did you go with the most expensive to start?
Who doesn't love a ribeye steak?
Yes, it's like saying who doesn't love bars of gold. Yes, I understand. It's good. It's also expensive.
I just went top shelf. Aren't you glad I did?
Yeah, it's delicious.
Is that good?
It's good. I'm surprised you, though, being kind of a meat snob, you're not the guy that would say, like, well, if you're going to enjoy a real steak, you got to eat it straight up. You can't. You would think, like, you would say that that's wasteful.
Yeah, but now I tried it.
You know what?
I've changed meat man.
You know what bothers me? I wanted to, like, my plan was, no matter what it tasted like, to tell you
this, gonna hate it.
It sucked. So yeah, you'd be angry, but it was
hard
so good.
To deny.
I couldn't even lie to you. 252 WCM.
Like, you can't take jerky any farther than that. You can't.
Shut up.
You know I'm right.
Now you're being my dad. I had it, so it's the greatest thing that ever happened in the history of the world.
Can you disagree?
No, I mean, yeah, there's probably more you could do with it. I don't know.
Where?
I didn't know this existed, so we thought we had already reached peak jerky technology until here. Connor writes us again, Tommy finally got his ribeye steak jerky. He spent $40 on 5 ounces of dehydrated meat. He was waiting 2 weeks for it to come in the mail, bitching every day, stuck in Pennsylvania. Connor writes, Tommy is a moron. He could have bought a $20 ribeye from Wegmans, dehydrated it in his oven. Ask him how much shipping was. Tell me how much was shipping.
I don't like $5 or something like that. I'm not going to dehydrate. I'm going to do all that work. I can just order
some
a bag
do.
Of it.
Is it hard to dehydrate a steak?
I think you can't just dehydrate it in your oven. You would just overcook a steak.
Just cook it. I don't know.
I think you got to get the moisture out of it. I don't know.
Well, yeah, no. I mean, just get it drunk.
Get it drunk.
Baron Von Butt writes us on Instagram. Yeah. Duffy on WCMF. This is perfect, even though you're not going to get it. Kimmy, he says, Tommy is the perpetual golem, constantly in search of his next precious thing.
What?
It's from Lord of the Rings.
Oh, that stupid show.
It's a movie. And a book. So here's the thing.
What?
Like, you're being very generous, and thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. We're never going to hear the end of this.
Why? What do you mean? What do you mean? Like, he's going to throw it in our face?
Yes, every time. I spent $40 on a high-end bag of jerky, and I let you have it. And,
I share.
I'm trying to think of how much the bite that I had just cost in my head.
All right, like, so let's
see. $2.
So it's about $8 an ounce.
Okay. So you probably had $4.
Like half of a piece there.
Yeah, you probably you owe Tommy $4. Yeah. I think we both owe him $4. So you get $4 worth of bitching.
Yeah, but that's four. But it's top shelf $4.
And it's done. And it's over. No, because you have become your father, and you slipped coming into the break a second ago. Because you know, I spent a lot of money on this.
I did.
Spent a lot of money.
A lot.
Don't be that dick. Don't offer things and then tell me what it costs.
But I usually don't.
No, you. What did you just do? You even did it in your dad voice without realizing it. Spent a lot of money. Save your money.
Hey, go to that steak at a restaurant. It's $50 and they throw it at you.
Yes, and it's exact. You could have a hot steak. You could have had a hot steak and a potato and a salad.
You also can't order that snack if you're a dad of kids that are still in the house.
Oh, of
because,
course.
Oh, I'd kill them.
Because if you have any teenage kids and they get home from school before you can hide those snacks, they're going to be gone before you can even taste test it.
This is an empty nester snack.
If I spent $40 on a bag of jerky and I came home to
find a good hiding place.
I bring her to the fire department and drop her off. I'm serious. You're now an orphan kid. Good luck. They ate a bag of my chocolate, the Reese's eggs during Easter time.
Damn.
And I almost burnt the house down. I was so mad.
So there's this other thing I've been seeing floating around out there because, you know, once I clicked on this and ordered it, I was getting.
What did I just tell you? What did I just tell you?
There's going to be more.
So they're like high end meat sticks, like Slim Jims.
Mm-hmm.
But they're made like with like you'd like this, like ostrich,
ooh,
bison,
ooh,
like all those top shelf meats.
Don't do it. You're going to go down a road that you can't come back from. You're already going down the road. You literally just said 3 minutes ago, I can't afford this stuff. I'm not buying another one. I didn't mash my foot on your couch. Yeah, I mashed my foot on your couch. Vex Patriarch tweets at us. Duffy on WCMF on Twitter. The only next level thing this could go to is truffle ribeye jerky.
Oh.
Are you a truffle guy?
No. I bought that hot sauce. I didn't like it. Do you like it?
I like truffles on certain things.
It has a smell to it.
Truffle fries are good.
Yeah.
But it has like a BO kind of smell to it.
You think?
It's like you're licking some hobo's pit.
And you don't like it?
No, but it's kind of stinky.
Okay. Well, listen, thank you for the...
Hey, enjoy.
Thank you for the carnivore snack. Look at him. He like props it up on his stool like he's doing a goddamn ad.
I should probably keep it over here.
Are they paying you to do this and you're not telling us?
Yeah, I'm an influencer. I didn't tell you. Proud sponsor of Carnivore Snacks.
No, it's not. It is not a sponsor of our show.
No, it's not a sponsor.
Shut up.
But it's just meat and salt.
That's the funniest thing on the bag. Two ingredients. You like beef, yeah? You like salt? Well, guess what?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.